VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
We do thank you for joining us today here on Crosstalk. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start with something that you may say, what a depressing topic here today. But stay with me here today on the broadcast. I think you'll find today's program to be rather uplifting. But to get to the uplifting part, we've got to deal with some of the matters that strike at that joy, perhaps, or that feelings of Christmas time that you have this time of year, because of the fact that the times around us are indeed getting darker and darker. I mean, if you listen to this program and other programming, you're going to find, indeed, there is much despair that's being vocalized in the United States and around the world. I mean, we see the impact COVID has had, and while the number of deaths are in dispute as to how many have died from COVID versus those who have died with COVID. You think of people who tested positive for COVID but were murdered or had heart attacks or in auto collisions, and the list goes on. But I'm thinking of the days getting darker, according to worldometers.info, that led to over 1 million people worldwide this year that have committed suicide. I mean, the rates of depression and anxiety and hopelessness felt by many is great. Now, again, stay with me because I have some important things I want to say in today's program. But in setting the stage, I want you to hear what former Vice President Joe Biden said yesterday. As frustrated as you may feel due to COVID and all the restrictions that have been placed, according to Mr. Biden yesterday, our darkest days as a nation are not behind us, but are still ahead of us. Here's what he had to say.
Early next year, I'm going to put forward to the Congress my plans for what comes next. We'll need more help to fully distribute the vaccine. We're going to need more testing in order to be able to open our schools. We're going to need more funding to help firefighters and police, many of whom are being laid off as I speak. And the same with nurses, risking their lives on the front lines. The same for millions of hurting families who are unable to put food on the table, pay rent, or the mortgage. Unemployment's extended for another 10 weeks. It's going to take a lot longer than that. But Congress did its job this week. And I can and I must ask them to do it again next year. But even with the changes in approach I'm going to put in place in late January, people are still going to be getting sick and dying from COVID. One thing I promise you about my leadership during this crisis, I'm going to tell it to you straight. I'm going to tell you the truth. And here's the simple truth. Our darkest days in the battle against COVID are ahead of us, not behind us. So we need to prepare ourselves to steel our spines. As frustrating as it is to hear, it's going to take patience, persistence, and determination to beat this virus. There'll be no time to waste in taking the steps we need turn this crisis around. My administration will start to do this its part on our first day in office with masking requirements, a new strategy for testing, accelerated protection, protective gear. And we're going to challenge Congress and the American people to step up immediately as well to do their part.
Did you catch that? The darkest days are yet ahead of us. In some cases, as it relates to what some view as the heavy hand of government, as it relates to isolation and business closings, religious freedom trampled upon, as we listen to what he had to say, we ain't seen nothing yet. The darkest days are yet before us. I'd like you to look at some important truth from Scripture. You see, the sin and rebellion of man is indeed escalating. I mean, we're warned in 2 Timothy 3, also in 2 Peter chapter 2 and 3, about the perilous times, about deception, about false teaching on the increase in the last days. We read about the increased deception that is going to be taking place. We're also told that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. What was it like during those days? Well, Genesis 6:5 answers that. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only continually evil. It was only evil continually. It is such that we are seeing that borne out in our society today. Much evil is around us. But with these darkest days yet before us, consider these scriptures. Romans 1:21 says, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." John 3:19 says, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." Ephesians 4:17, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness, but ye have not so learned Christ." Ephesians 6:12, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And folks, with all that doom and gloom and about that darkness, I want to give you two words that should give you hope. And those two words are this: but God. But God. As times get darker around us, and as Mr. Biden is forecasting times before us are darker than what we've seen in the past, as times get darker, what a time to proclaim that Jesus is the light of the world. He came some 2,000 years ago. Galatians 4:4 says, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." But God, ladies and gentlemen, but God, at just the right time, he sent his Son to this earth. I mean, that's why we celebrate this time of year. We celebrate the birth of the Savior. We don't know what day he was born, but we're celebrating not a day, but the birth of the Savior. John chapter 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. But there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light," referring to John the Baptist, "but was sent to bear witness of that light, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." That's referring to Jesus Christ, come in human flesh. The Word which was God. I think also we so often read in Luke chapter 2 the Christmas story and often leave off about the shepherds returning and glorifying God for the things that they had heard and seen. But as you continue to read in Luke chapter 2, you'll find in starting in verse 25, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people." Listen to this: "A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. But God sent forth his Son, to be made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. Let me share another "but God" moment with you, and it's found in Romans 5, verse 8. "But God commendeth his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You see, Jesus Christ came in human flesh. He bore our sins, took our sins upon him, paid the penalty for that sin, shed his blood on the cross of Calvary, died, was buried, and rose again. That is the good news of the gospel. 1 Peter 2:9 says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Romans 13:12, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." Ladies and gentlemen, we have this light that we can proclaim to a world that is entrapped in darkness. Some are saying, yes, our darkest days are yet ahead. But folks, but God, Jesus is the light of the world. 1 John 1:5 says, this then is the message which we heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. John chapter 8, verse 12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Indeed, with the doom and gloom that's going on in society today, with the shutdowns that have taken place, business closures going rampant across the United States, people who have been laid off from work, businesses that have literally been shuttered across this nation, shut down by governors and mayors. We're seeing that take place. But friends, our hope does not lie there. You know, just this morning, I received an email that caught my attention. I get all kinds of news releases and pitches for Crosstalk and all kinds of things. But there was a quote that came through from Dan Celia. And this is what it was recorded in the email. It said this: remember, as we put aside politics, it's not about a donkey or an elephant. It's about a lamb. Let's reflect and focus on God's goodness to us. Friends, it's not about a donkey. It's not about an elephant. But as John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Praise God for that light that has come into this world to just emaciate this darkness, you know, that is across this land. Jesus is the light of the world, and that's what we have. Those who know Christ as Savior have this light that we can share with others. And with all that's going on in this world today, when we see the darkness that's encroaching upon our world and our society today, you put on the nightly news, you hear all that's going on, you see the pages of the newspaper and the doom and gloom that is taking place. And yes, we address these issues every day here on Crosstalk. But folks, our hope is not in these things. Our hope is in the light of the world. And I'm wondering this Christmas season, with all that's happened in the world, what is encouraging your heart this Christmas? You know, right now there are many who are feeling lonely, isolated, depressed, perhaps feeling darkened. But what is giving you joy this Christmas? And that's our topic today here on Crosstalk. What is giving you joy this Christmas? And right now we're opening our phone lines, and for the remainder of the program, as we focus in on Jesus being the light of the world, we'd like to hear from you, as with all that's going on, what is giving you hope this Christmas time? Our phone number is 1-800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. Perhaps you can be an encouragement to others who are tuning in today here on the broadcast. With all that is taking place, what is giving you hope? What is giving you joy this Christmas season? Pick up your phone, give us a call, 800-733-9829. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and author with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, does natural selection occur today?
Chris, God created each basic category of life with a built-in adaptability to various conditions. Natural selection can choose from the variety which best fits an environment. But note that this is not evolution. It's merely selection of genes which already exist. Nothing new has evolved. Recently, a population of island lizards was introduced onto a new island. In 20 years, they had adapted, and their average leg length was shorter. Evolutionists crowed that this was a great evolutionary advancement, but big deal. Natural selection had occurred, but not evolution. Natural selection is not a creative process. Creation, now that did occur by the supernatural powers of God, back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
Sometimes you may be feeling like the wind has been knocked out of your sails, and that's why we want to have this program today to find out what is it that's energizing you, that's encouraging your heart this Christmas. What is it that is giving you joy this Christmas time? Our lines are filled up, but friends, as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to call us in on the program today, call in on the program and participate, and just share what is giving you hope this Christmas season. You just might be an encouragement to many as you call. Let's begin with Bill calling in from Phoenix, Arizona. Bill, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to remind everybody, all the answers are in Jesus Christ in the Lord's good book, the Bible. For as I heard one evil-speaking person not long ago said she had many arrows in her quiver, for I found the answer to this in Psalms 11:2. For look, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow on the string that they might shoot secretly at the upright in heart. And then I found the best answer for that in Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And all the answers are in the Bible.
Right. The Word of God giving you hope. Thank you, Bill. We've got Laura calling in from Hollywood, Maryland. You're on the air, Laura.
All right. Thank you so much for taking my call, Jim. I just wanted to say one of the things that's giving us joy in this time of season is just also, one, we're expecting our seventh child, which that's always a joy.
Mm.
And another for me is just remembering two scriptures that come to mind is Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And then just remembering that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And that's what we need to hang on to, especially in these tumultuous times in our country.
Indeed. Thank you, Laura. Dave in Kenosha, what's providing you hope?
Yeah, Jim, the wind of hope through the Salvation Army, as I speak, we're ringing and hundreds of people are coming and they're giving. And it's just a joy. Better to give than receive. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Let's go to Charles in Phoenix, Arizona. You're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to say that, my source of hope is Christ Jesus. There is no other hope.
Yeah.
He's what we have. He's all we have. It's the best thing we have.
Amen.
Bible says, I've never seen the children of God begging bread.
God
and this life is temporary.
Yeah.
We're just passing through. Everybody hang on. Hang on to your Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Charles.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And Merry Christmas to you as well. Let's go to Courtney in Miami, Florida. Courtney, what's giving you hope? What's giving you joy?
God bless all you think. My first word is Jesus Christ and Him that died for all of us that are saved. And saints, I want to tell you, it's a time like never before to witness of the goodness of God.
Yeah.
He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll not put on you more than you can bear. He also said, he that endures to the end, notice that, to the end, shall be saved. This is a blessing. The gates of hell can't prevail over God's church. God bless all y'all and drive safe. Amen, amen, amen.
God bless you, Courtney. Merry Christmas to you.
You too now.
Bye-bye. Nancy in Erie, Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hi, my hope is in the Lord who made heaven and earth, and in this past year I've gotten into a really good devotional, and I've developed the habit of reading it every morning before I go off to work, and it has blessed me tremendously, and the Lord fills me with joy every day. I'm a mail carrier, and I listen to you at 3 o'clock, and it is such a blessing to me, and I'm just trying to keep my eyes on the Lord because it is a dark time.
Yes.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Nancy. Elizabeth in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yes, my hope is in Jesus, and He is my strength, and He is my joy. Thanks. God bless.
Amen. Thank you for your calling. Joe in Wheelersburg, Ohio, you're on the air.
Hello. The Word of God you can count on at all times is a rock, and God cannot lie, and He won't lie, and you can just go to His Word, and you can find His joy and peace in all of it.
Amen.
Amen for it.
Amen. Thank you, Joe. Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. Chester in Auburn, West Virginia, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I was listening as you was quoting the scriptures from the book of John, and we all ought to hope in the return of our Lord and Savior. And in John, he told us, let not your heart be troubled. He said, I'm going to prepare a place, and if I go to prepare it, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And then in Thessalonians, he said, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. The dead in Christ are going to rise first, then we, which are alive and remain, will be caught up together with them. So this world's not our home, so don't worry about the shape of the world. Just worry about the shape that your soul's in, so you'll be ready to go.
Amen. God bless you, Chester. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Let's go to Deb in North Carolina. Deb, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi there. What would you like to share?
My name is Braylon, and I just wanted to talk about what I'm thankful for and what I saw today. Today, rainbow, we think God made it for us to see. It was beautiful. It was up above the sky.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Okay, well, and go ahead. In Jordan?
And me. George. And it was maybe not just a rainbow. Maybe it was like in a cloud. And also thankful for my mommy and daddy did stuff. It was like my mommy cooking dinner and my daddy helping me with my little boy.
Well, thank you for calling, young people. Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you for calling from North Carolina. And, thankful for that rainbow. Thankful for that rainbow. And what a promise, a sign, a promise from God. Let's go to Gillette, Wisconsin. And Gillette, Wisconsin, that is. Aaron, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jim. I just wanted to say with each day that passes, we're one day closer to the rapture. So with that, Merry Christmas and God bless to all.
And to you as well. Let's go to Andreas in Española, New Mexico. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. This Christmas, thank God for his mercies. And like Paul says in the book of Romans, that God says, I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy. And thank God for his mercies. So everybody, Merry Christmas to everybody. Amen.
Amen. Those mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. And let's go next to Bob in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on the air, Bob.
My great joy and peace is coming from the Word of God. And I would recommend everybody read Psalm 17 and Psalm 37 in these kind of times. It's very encouraging.
That's it. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And folks, again, we're asking you today, with all that's happening in our world, what is encouraging your heart this Christmas? What is giving you joy this Christmas time? Our number is 800-733-9829. Let's go to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Kevin, you're on the air.
Hello. Merry Christmas to you. And we know that we're going through a lot of difficult times, but, you know, I have hope to know that the Lord will be with us wherever we go, and he will comfort us and love us. No, sometimes when I go to, when I get down, whatever, I go to my room and I talk to God, and after I talk to Jesus Christ, I feel much better. And so that's hope in the right way.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Kevin. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Jeff is calling next from Appleton, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Jeff.
Thank you. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I just have a scripture to share. I would have lost hope unless I had believed I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. It's the last two verses in Psalm 27. God bless you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Merry Christmas to you, too. Now to Holly calling in. Hi, Holly. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Merry Christmas to you.
And likewise.
I wanted to say that I'm so thankful for my salvation in the Lord with so such an unshakable faith. There's nothing here to be afraid of, and so much eternity to look forward to. And also, I'm thankful for Crosstalk and VCY and callers like Courtney. Every time I hear his voice, I just light up. I look forward to spending an eternity with brothers and sisters just like him.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Holly. Let's go to Racine, Wisconsin. Lat, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
And what I'm thankful for this season is that 20 years ago, I was scanning through the radio. I heard a message of salvation. I gave my life to the Lord, and from your ministry, I was saved through a Charles Stanley, and I just want to thank you for VCY, and I support your ministry, and I just praise the Lord that he gave me that message.
Praise God. God bless you, lad. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
And hearing from folk across the nation, Veronica calling in from Pensacola, Florida. You're on the air, Veronica.
Yeah, this is Veronica from Pensacola. I just want to thank God that I may be 7 years old, but I'm alive and well. And, you know, it tells you it's very darkness, but there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And when you go out into a store, into a room, and it's dark, and you turn on that light, and it's the light of Jesus Christ. And I'm so happy my son's coming. He's on his way, and I haven't seen him in a year. And my children, I got 5 children. I've got great-grandkids and great-greats. I got a lot of them. And I'm so happy because I have Jesus Christ in my life for a long, long time.
Amen.
Thank you for everybody.
Thank you for the call.
God bless everybody.
Bye-bye now. Laura, in Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, Laura.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to say that God is a faithful and truthful God. We have to trust and continually to believe in him and his word. And he has promised to take care of his children, his church. So keep putting your trust and faith in God.
Amen.
He is well worth it.
Thank you, Laura. Again, we're asking, what is giving you hope this Christmas season? What is giving you joy this Christmas? Let's go to Patsy next in Somerset, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Patsy Burkett from Somerset, Kentucky. And I just want to give a big shout out for my Savior, Jesus Christ. And so thankful that he saved me. And I am so rejoiced that we're celebrating another birth. And that God is still in control, no matter what happens to us or whatever. God's stronger than any man.
Amen.
And I just want to praise him and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Patsy.
God bless you.
And you as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Gene in Michigan, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, and God bless you. I just want to read here what my thing is with the Lord. And this is the record that God hath given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of our Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us.
Amen.
And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we declare of.
Amen. Thank you, Gene. We're up against a break right now from 1 John chapter 5. Great passage. Thank you so much for the call. We'll be right back.
Are you aware of past crises when America's fate hung desperately in the balance? From the French and Indian War, the Revolution, the Civil War, and another national events, leaders in our country called the nation to prayer. In the book, Miracles in American History, author Susie Federer, the wife of historian and researcher Bill Federer, recounts 32 amazing stories of answered prayer from American history. You'll read about events such as the winter at Valley Forge, the Boston Tea Party, dense fog that appeared, allowing 8,000 troops to escape, the Star-Spangled Banner, and other events where prayer had an impact. You'll also learn when Apollo 13 was lost in space, what happened after the president called the nation to prayer. It's a reminder as to how badly prayer is needed for our nation today. Copies of Miracles in American History are available for a donation of $18 to VCY America by calling 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829. We'll be right back.
calling this program Christmas 2020, Jesus, the Light of the World, because we were commenting about the darkness that's in this world, but God. Jesus came into human flesh and took our sin upon him, paid for our sin on the cross of Calvary. We're asking you this Christmas time, what is giving you hope? What is giving you joy? And we talked about those two words, but God, being so critical. I think of the passage from Ephesians 2, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others, but God. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace, ye are saved. Praise God. Let's go to Lee calling in from Hartford, Wisconsin, asking what is giving you hope, what is giving you joy this Christmas season. Hi, Lee, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Hey, you know what it is? In this time of just great delusion, and this time of just tremendous lies everywhere, the truth in God's Word, the truth of God's Word, just really gives me hope.
Yes.
And encouragement. And Courtney, when he calls, like the lady said, he always encourages me too. But right. Even besides that, really just that we can go back to God's word and know that that is true, doesn't change, it's right. So anyways, that gives me encouragement.
Amen. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
We got Christina calling in from Chassel, Michigan. You're on the air.
Hi. I just want to say I've got a brother who's a missionary in Liberia. And he watches the events in the U.S. with interest, of course, because this is his home. And he's really excited, and he says that this is a great time to be a child of God. All the things that we've seen, all the things that we've read about, I should say, in the Bible are coming to pass. I guess it's just, I just want to encourage people, it's a good time to be on God's side because God never loses.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Christine.
You always come out on top when God is on your side. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to necessarily be easier. You know, not going to be a cakewalk, but God always comes out on top. So just hang in there, people, and keep your eyes up because it's not gonna end badly for any of us that have our faith in Christ.
Thank you, Christina. We've got Lewis calling next in Waukesha.
Okay,
Cheryl in Bloomer, you're on the air.
I am so thankful for God's word, and I just discovered this in 2 Chronicles chapter 32. It says, "Be strong and courageous, be not afraid nor dismayed. There be more with us than with them. With them is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." Mm. Thanks, the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for your call. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Taking your calls today, 800-733-9829. What is giving you hope this Christmas? What is giving you joy this Christmas time? Fred is next in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Yes, I was calling because my hope is in the gospel, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4, which is Paul's gospel, or the fifth gospel in the Bible, and that the sheep that are out there that need to see or hear, read it, whatever, from people or the book, will hear the message at this time of the year.
Mm.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you. Don in Pensacola, Florida, what gives you hope? What gives you joy?
My iBible that I got from your bookstore, that little audio thing, gives me tremendous joy. I try to read along in the King James text because Alexander Scorby knows how to pronounce those words and add the proper amount of syllables. And furthermore, I get tremendous joy from my Franklin little plastic Bible that one verse pops up in the window at a time and shows the italicized words, helps you to memorize scripture. And I'd like to leave you with a verse, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world, Satan, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Merry Christmas, Jim, to you and yours.
Thank you, Don. Merry Christmas to you as well. Eddie in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hey, amen, Brother Jim. It's hard to beat that, but God. I was going to hell for 34 years, but God, saved an old drunk named Eddie Wade. And praise God, I'm rejoicing in my Savior every moment of the day since he gave me this heart of love. Bless you, brother.
Amen. God bless you, Eddie. We've got Ron calling from Coshocton, Ohio. You're on the air.
Hi, Brother Jim. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
What gives me joy is the fact that Jesus came to the earth to save all mankind from his sins and to offer us provision and to someday take us home with him.
Yeah, amen.
And you and your staff have a Merry Christmas and all you saints out there.
Great.
And thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Laura, Green Valley, Arizona. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Laura.
Yes.
Brennan?
Mm-hmm. This is Jim. You're on Crosstalk. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for your show and for everything that you're doing for us. And I really appreciate the truth. So we're talking about joy. And, you know, I'm thankful for so many things. I'm thankful I can wake up and listen to the music I want to, whether it be Handel's Messiah. I'm thankful for, you know, Jesus getting me home safely from work at night. And I'm thankful that I'm working. And I'm thankful that I get to sleep in a comfortable bed. And it gives me joy. That God is with me wherever I go. His presence is with me. My Redeemer lives.
Amen. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Chris in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Chris, you're on the air.
Thank you. I just would say that my great hope is the blessed hope of Christ's return. He did not stop at a manger. He did not stop at the cross. He ascended to give us hope that he's preparing a place for us.
Yes.
And he's coming to bring salvation to his own.
Thank you, Chris. Have a blessed Christmas.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
And from Sioux Falls, let's go to Kenosha, Wisconsin. Herman, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm just so thankful for the whole Bible, but especially Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, and I'm also thankful every time I hear a Jimmy DeYoung when he says, keep looking up, for today could be today.
Yeah, amen.
And I just want to say that thank you all, and a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well, Herman. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Phoenix, and Aaron, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to share my testimony. I lost my 10-year-old little brother back in 2011. I was so angry at, you know, life, God himself. I was like, you know, I couldn't believe what was going on. But 2 years ago, I went to a youth congregation, and I actually gave my life to the Lord. And it's been such a crazy ride, you know. I just want to thank God for everything he's done in my life. This year, coronavirus has taken two of my family members. And obviously, we have to keep moving forward. And I would like to encourage all my young people to just keep going out there and preach the word to all the young people right now, because this generation is just not looking very well right now. So.
Yeah. God bless you, Aaron.
God bless you all.
Thank you for your call, and we praise God for your salvation.
Appreciate it.
Let's go to Gail in Glendale, Arizona. You're on the air, Gail.
Yes. One scripture tells us to let him, God, be your dread. Let him be your fear. So we shouldn't fear the things of the world. We should let God take that and be all of that to us. And Proverbs 17:22 says, a merry heart does good like a medicine. And if we have a merry heart, we can truly say Merry Christmas to everyone, because if our spirit is dried, our bones will be dried. And so a merry heart, a cheerful heart, does good like a medicine. God bless.
God bless you as well. Great verse, Gail. Willie is calling next in Milwaukee. Hi, Willie.
How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to say what keeps me happy in a time like this is I sing Christian songs to myself, my coworkers, and my family. Mm. And the Lord has blessed me. And that's what I do to keep myself happy. And I just want to say Merry Christmas to you guys, and Merry Christmas to the United States of America, and you guys have a blessed evening.
Amen. Thank you. You as well, Willie. And I'm reminded of the scripture, singing to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We're going next to Jane in Sims, Alabama. Good afternoon, Jane.
Hi. I just want to tell the world that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I just want everybody to give their heart to Jesus and live for him and go to heaven, make heaven our home.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And asking you the question, what gives you hope? What is giving you joy this Christmas? I mean, look what we've been through in 2020. What's giving you hope? What's giving you joy? Let's go to Merle in Tennessee. You're on the air.
Jim, what gives me hope is our Lord came as a babe, but when he comes back, he's going to be the Lion of Judah. And he says he's coming back to do vengeance, and he says, vengeance is mine. So we can rely on the fact that the crooked ways will be made straight and every knee will bow.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you, Merle.
Thank you.
Jim in Sarasota, Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, the Lord says, enjoy me. Enjoy me, says the Lord. He's our Lord. He's our Savior.
Yeah.
He wants us to enjoy him. Let's remember that. Amen. Always.
Amen. God bless you, Jim. Merry Christmas to you.
Amen. Thank you.
We've got Billy calling next from Iowa. You're on the air, Billy.
Yes, sir, brother. Hey, the thing that gives me joy this Christmas season is the Word itself. His Word tells us that His Spirit will bear witness with our spirit that we are sons of God. His Word declares and promises that His grace is sufficient. And His Word declares that He is coming again, that He has a home prepared for us, and that He will never leave nor forsake us.
Amen.
When all these things, we can look on His Word.
Indeed. Thank you, Billy. TJ is next in Northlake, Texas. You're on the air, TJ.
Hi. Normally I just want to say that I get lots of joy from the scripture and just from the carols, just being able to celebrate and knowing that the world is stopping to celebrate the birth of Jesus, whether or not they want to acknowledge it, whether or not they believe it. Our world celebrates His coming, and especially this year, something totally new with this great conjunction and a meteor shower at the same time. I just feel like the Lord has been putting this light show on for us, and hearing just recently Biden's words that we are preparing for a dark time in our country, and seeing the miracles and the wonders of this new Christmas star in the sky just completely takes my mind off of the fact of all of the negativity and all the despair that we have going on, that our Creator in heaven is still creating majesty and hope and bringing life and light to this earth, to our planet in this time, in this season, on the darkest night of our seasons, the winter solstice. And to me, that's just a reminder of look up, because our redemption draws nigh.
Amen. The darker the night, the brighter the light shines. Thank you, TJ, for your call here today. We're taking your phone calls asking, what is giving you hope? What is giving you peace this Christmas season? What is giving you joy? Our number is 800-733-9829. And have a couple lines at this moment open, but we'll go to break. We'll come back with more of your calls in the final segment as well, as we focus in Jesus being the light of the world. You're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Well, let me say Merry Christmas. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, cosmos, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but should have everlasting life." The great story of Christmas is the incarnation of Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. He who knew no sin became as if he had sinned. Well, he didn't have any sin. He was perfect and sinless. That's why he's our Savior. And his righteous life was credited or imputed to our account through faith and repentance. You see, salvation is available to all, but it's only applicable to those through faith and repentance. Use this Christmas season to proclaim the reason for Christ's birth, that there might be restitution of our relationship with our Holy Father through faith and repentance. Available to all, but only applicable to those who surrender their life to Christ through faith and repentance.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Next couple of days, we'll be having some Christmas specials, and I trust you'll be able to join us for those. But today, a live program asking you, what is giving you hope? What is giving you joy this Christmas season? And we'll go right back to the phone lines today. We have Esther calling in from Kennewick, Washington. You're on the air, Esther.
Well, first of all, Jim, I would like to say thank you for taking my call. And I listen to your program every day, and so I really enjoy what you have to talk about. And also, what brings me joy is to know that he's coming again.
Amen. Amen. Indeed.
And, yeah, and our hope is we're resting in that promise. And so, Merry Christmas, Jim.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you, Esther. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Venice, Florida. Colleen, you're on the air.
Hi. I had a day recently where I was feeling kind of stressed and anxious about things, and then I came across one of the names of Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And it occurred to me if I needed more peace, I needed more Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And one way of doing that for me was to just make a conscious effort to slow down and take my focus off me and focus on him. And in doing that, I found I needed to put my focus more on other people. And that has been a great source of peace, just in not worrying so much about what's going to make me happy or what do I need, but taking the focus off me has been is always a good thing.
Indeed. Thank you, Colleen.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Diane in Glendale, Arizona, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Diane. I'm calling about a Bible verse in Psalms 109, and I'm thankful to God for you and BCY and the whole ministry. It says, "Let our adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion and with a mantle. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yes, I will praise him among the multitude. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save them who condemn their souls." And along with this, I tell you, I have so much joy over President Trump being in office at this time and having the courage and the presence of the Holy Spirit to come out and make changes, to stop some movements, to put his mark of his faith in Jesus Christ forward. I heard his prayer with Melania, and he gave total praise to Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Yeah.
And that, to me, brings joy, and I know the people around me in my town here, they're thrilled to death to hear that, too. So thank you, Jim. Thank you for your program. And the prayers are being answered for family to be saved and all kinds of things.
Amen.
So thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Diane. Marianne in Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, Jim. Merry Christmas to you and your family
Merry Christmas. All
of our VCY listening family and friends. What gives me joy this Christmas is recalling all of the answered prayers that Lord has given me for myself and for my brother David, a Vietnam veteran in a nursing home suffering from end-stage Huntington's. Since 15 years, he's been diagnosed. Many times they've tried to kill him and put him in hospice. One of my brothers died that way, and another one in another horrific way, as often happens with people with genetic diseases like Huntington's. The Lord has answered my prayers and showed me to simply say, I trust him without doubting. I have a simple request. I ask you to solve my brother's medical problems so he can take that last numbered breath that you have sealed in your right hand for him, which is what his goal is. I've been fighting the good fight for him, as was my commitment to the Lord and to him in the beginning. And I praise and bless his holy name.
Amen. Thank you so much, Marianne. We've got Charlotte next in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you very much. I want to tell you what my hope is in the promises of God. And in Isaiah 43, he says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I called you by your name, and you are mine. Hmm. And also in Ephesians 1:13, it says that he has sealed us with his Holy Spirit of promise as a guarantee for eternal life with him. That is my hope and promise that I cling to every day.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Charlotte, for your call.
Thank you, Jim.
And let's go to John in Delavan. You're on the air, John.
Hey, Jim. I echo everybody that has spoken previously before me. You know, I find hope and joy in the times that we're living because we're in the midst of what seems to be like a storm, right? And I feel kind of like sometimes I'm that disciple on the boat, but mm-hmm. Christ calmed those seas. And I'll tell you what, I was born for such a time as this, and I was born for the storm. God bless you all.
Amen.
Love you.
Thank you for the call. Rebecca in Rome, Georgia, you're on the air.
Hello. Some months back, the Lord sort of put on my heart that I should say something out and about. And I had read before two verses that were so appealing, and I thought I would use them. So when I see someone, when someone waits on me, or I have just come across someone, it happens pretty regularly, I say, I have something for you. And then they look at me, and I say, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Mm-hmm. No man comes to the Father but by him. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And then mm-hmm. I say, I hope that blesses you.
Yeah.
And I know it blesses me every Amen. Time I do it.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for the call. I'm going to squeeze one last caller in on hold. Jan in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi, yes. First of all, I'm, of course, it's Jesus Christ is my greatest blessing and so thankful for. But I also wanted to mention at the beginning of the program, you mentioned that there were all these suicides and everything, and everybody's, I understand, a lot of depression, a lot of things going on. You know, I have a prayer friend, okay?
We're almost out of time, very quickly. Jen, we're almost out of time.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, pray. Find a friend to pray with.
Indeed.
And pray for others and go about doing God's work. It is such a blessing, and maybe it'll make people feel better.
Amen.
So thank you,
Merry,
and God bless.
Merry
okay?
Christmas to you. Sorry to rush you there, Jan. We ran out of time. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as a world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.